Let's open up Bob's book club here. George Hoffman has been around Chicago for a long time as a broadcaster and writer. He's covered more than 3,000 sporting events, and he's got a podcast going now and a new book, Tell Me a Story I Don't Know, Conversations with Chicago Sports Legends. George, good to see you. How are you?
Wes, the last time I saw you, we were both young.
That was a couple months ago. We're going to get into some of the stories you tell in the book, but as somebody who has covered sports for so long, tell how access has changed to some of these people that you've interviewed over the years. It's not as easy to get to them now, is it?
No, I haven't been in the locker rooms for a while, but you know they control that. They control who you can interview. Particularly post-game, it's like, okay, here's a, you get two or three people, and that's it. Where in the past, I mean, you know, just go around. Dave knows that. You could just interview anybody, but they really control the narrative now.
And that makes it harder to get a good story, a good interview?
Well, yeah, but if you go, if you go before the game, you might be able to get somebody, but after the game, yeah, it's really difficult.
George writes in the book about baseball, football, basketball, hockey, also some journalists and media personalities like Dave Ennett. You're in the book, Dave.
Yeah, I know. I'm very honored to be included in such a luminary group.
As I mentioned, it, everybody's saying, here's the introduction, here's the legend. No, I'm not the legend. You guys are the legends. Heck, this morning I looked in the mirror. I said, I'm a legend. And the mirror started fogging up. There's no legend. No.
No, I'm a myth, by the way, for the record. Let's talk about, well, first of all, let me ask you this, and then I'm going to turn things over to Dave for a bit. But the big question around here now is about the Bears and whether or not Eberflus should stay. Justin Fields, there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks available in the draft. Is Fields the quarterback of the future? Where do you stand on the Bears?
They still have four games left. That's the way I look at it. They have four games left. If Eberflus wins another game or two, he's probably going to stay. As for Fields, I don't know if they've made up their mind yet. They're going to have the first pick in the draft. They can draft a quarterback. I would suspect that if Fields is good enough in these last four games, they have some options. You know, and they can trade that first pick and get a lot more first picks. So I just want to watch them play these last four games. And then it can be opened up for a lot of discussion.
You know, that's another way, Bob, that things have really changed, because there was a time where a coach could come in, a new coach could come in and have a few bad seasons and would generally get 5 years to turn a program around. And now you see coaches get fired in their first year on the job. You see coordinators get fired. You never really saw that. You didn't see the assistant coaches get fired on a pretty regular basis on staffs, because a head coach had his guys. He kept them together. If you want to fire the assistant coach, you fire the head coach. But it doesn't work that way
anymore. There's not a lot of patience. Think about this for a moment. You just invested, or this group didn't, the previous ones did, with Justin Fields. If you go out now and get another quarterback, it's like the hamster in a cage. You're going round and round and round. You started to build your team around Fields. That might be the best option. We're not sure. Again, going to wait these last four games. But to go out and get another quarterback, boy, that'd be really tough.
Yeah, and of course you got social media now, but I don't know if that pressure is really affecting the front office.
No,
is it?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so at all.
And in the book, let me talk about baseball for a minute here, George. You know, I have my own theories about this, but why do you think the poets like Walt Whitman, the great scholarly writers like George Will, why are they drawn to baseball more than any sport?
That may have been then. If it was today, they might be drawn. They might be drawn to football.
Possibly.
Tough day for this voice. They might be drawn to football because that's really become the national sport. Baseball.
Yeah, but
such an alluring sport.
Baseball's more romantic. It's more nostalgic. It's about who took you to your first game.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yes.
It's about fathers and sons.
It is. But now it's much more about gambling. So it's more about football. even though you can gamble on baseball.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's pretty much permeated every sport.
Yes.
Bob and I have had a long-running debate on this program about the rules changes this year in baseball. And as somebody who covered baseball for a long time, I'm a big fan of them. I think it's good. It's what the game needed. Bob is a purist. He likes taking his nap during a baseball game.
Yeah, not missing
a lot
too
of people,
much.
A lot of people do that. No, it was good for the game. And look at their attendance. My brother is 75. He doesn't like baseball. He started watching it. Why? Because it's faster. The game, he didn't have to wait for all this stuff during pitches. Imagine that. And their attendance, biggest spike in 30 years. There's a reason for that. People are going because they don't have to sit there for 3.5 or 4 hours, unless you're watching a Yankees-Red Sox game.
The book is Tell Me a Story, I Don't Know, Conversations with Chicago Sports Legends George Offman. You find out a lot about people in this book. And I learned that Dave Ennett, as a child, attended the funeral of President Kennedy.
Yeah. I did.
I never knew that.
That's why I enjoyed writing the book. So you're not going to just write about, okay, here's a guy's career or a woman's career. You've got a few different stories that you can throw in there, and that was one of them, and that's why I included it in the book.
Let's get into a few more of those after a break. WGN. We're chatting with Chicago sports broadcaster, writer, award-winning journalist George Offman. His new book is Tell Me a Story, I Don't Know, Conversations with Chicago Sports Legends. What do you have, 50 vignettes in here?
There are 50, and when we started, actually, we agreed to do this book, gosh, over a year and a half ago. At that stage, I probably interviewed maybe 60, 65 people. So there's, you know, then you're interviewing another 30. So, you know, culling it wasn't that difficult. But there are 50 very, very unique people in the book.
I love that you've included media people. I'm looking at a picture of Bob Costas on the WGN TV Channel 9 set. People forget he was here.
Yes, he did 19, back in 79-80, they did 19 road games. The Bulls did. And his record in those games was 2-17. And he joked about that. But yeah, people don't remember that Costas was here. He has a tremendous affiliation with the city because his first Super Bowl as the pre and post game host was Super Bowl 20, the Bears. The Sandberg game, the NBA Finals, The Last Dance. Bob Costas is very, very affiliated with the city of Chicago, which is why I put him in the book.
And also, I enjoy reading about Mike Greenberg. For a while, some years ago, I had a little media basketball group, played basketball, and Mike was one of the guys who played. Really, really nice kid, as I call him.
Yes. Well, as he said, I'm the first person he ever worked with professionally, which was at the old WMAQ All News, the competitor to the other news radio station in town. And he was a kid at Northwestern, and he was a paid intern. And from there, you know, his career skyrocketed. Like I say, the only difference between Greeny and I now are the zeros at the back of our checks. He's got a few more.
He's done well.
He's a few more than I do. But
smart guy.
He wrote the foreword to the book. I asked him to do that, by the way, and 2 hours later, it's on my email. That's how fast he did that. So he's a terrific guy.
Dave and I were talking about whether or not Jordan and or Pippen would show up for this big ceremony next month. What do you make of that feud?
Well, that feud is, well, a lot of players have feuds with Jordan, but Pippen does. Pippen's got feuds with a lot of people. He really does.
Including a lot of waiters in Chicago restaurants.
There it is.
No tipping Pippen? Yeah, you know, it's just, and now I believe Jordan's son is married to Pippen's ex-wife. How do you like that?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
But as I said to Bob earlier, I Paul Sullivan wrote a piece in the Tribune today about it, but I can't see the Bulls would have come out and announced this thing if they didn't have assurances that everybody who's living is going to be there, or at least most of them.
You would hope that Jordan would be there, and Phil Jackson would be there.
And Rodman's been around lately. I mean, he's been at some games, so he's kind of back on the scene.
I'm just wondering if he's going to come in a chiffon dress.
Well, you're right. You're right about a couple of well-known Chicago managers, Joe Maddon and Ozzie Guillen, both uniquely different personalities, but really interesting guys. Let's talk about Maddon first. Away from the interviewers, is he the same Joe Maddon that we see on TV?
He is one of the most refreshing people I've ever had a chance to meet. And, you know, Dave knows, the Cubs have had some very interesting managers in the course of time. Dusty Baker, Lou Piniella, you know.
Herman Franks.
Oh, gosh. Herman Franks is the first manager.
Yeah.
And Herman, you know, he's the old school manager, but Herman couldn't hear out of one ear. So you come in there with a microphone. He goes, talk over here. I can't hear you. Oh, gosh.
I'm a big Ozzie Guillen fan, and I think he's wildly entertaining. But make no mistake, he's a smart baseball guy, isn't he?
He is. And, you know, after Jerry Reinsdorf brought in Tony La Russa, which turned out to be a disaster, there's Ozzie Guillen, and believe it or not, fans would have said, Jerry, pick him, bring him back. Ozzie is another one, so unique, you know, between the four-letter words, and that was what made him very entertaining to all of us in the media. He is a smart cookie. Take a look at what his career has been. You know, I was there when he came in, so was Dave, when 1985, he was the rookie of the year, and he's still part of the White Sox in that very entertaining show he does with Chuck Garfine.
Yeah, oh, that's fun to watch, even for Cub fans.
No. It's a much better show than what's on the field.
Yeah, sadly. Tell the story about the golf outing with the Big Ten Network guy.
Oh, Dave Refson. Everybody wants to know this, and it's Dave Refson's story, and it's still truly one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard. So this is 2003, so 20 years ago. Him and his wife are vacationing on Martha's Vineyard. I think they have their first child, and he wants to get away. He wants a golf game. So he goes to this golf course, and there's a foursome. There are three guys waiting for a fourth guy. So he joins, and as he tells, he said, he meets these guys. He goes, I'm this guy. Hi, I'm this guy. And hi, I'm O.J. Simpson. And that was his partner for the day. Can you believe that? That story seems like it was made up and it's real.
Yeah, I mean, everything about O.J. is unreal right now. The fact that he's on social media and playing golf and enjoying the good life. Tell me a story. I don't know. Conversations with Chicago Sports Legends, George Offman's book. And I know this is impossible, but do you have one favorite in here, George?
There's not really one favorite, honestly. There are some very, very interesting people. The ones that, like Jason Benetti, as I said before, he doesn't just wear his heart on his sleeve. His whole body's his heart. And when you hear him speak, and specifically when he's talking about his illness that he's dealt with for all of this, for pretty much his whole life, it really comes through, his sincerity and everything. So people like that, Dan McNeil, honest to a fault, such that he's been fired several times for being honest. But those people were very interesting. But no, they're all 50. Matter of fact, all 95 plus that I've done, all of them had different kinds of stories. I interviewed Dan Bellino. He's a major league umpire. And that was a very interesting story, too, because he lives in Crystal Lake. His first game ever was at Wrigley Field, and they called him up at 5 o'clock. He said, you got to get to Wrigley Field. He had a police escort from Madison right to Wrigley Field.
I love it. It's a great holiday gift for the sports nut on your list. George Offman, thanks for coming in. By the way, Red Motlow just called. He'd like his ad-libs back.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a little surprised you left softball legend Bob Surratt out.
Oh, that's right.
That's going to be in volume two.
I'll make sure of that. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
To be continued.